It's like flying in darkness. It's not seeing.
Thank you for tuning in to Paradise Ministry, an outreach broadcast of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, located at 2308 Houston Street, Alexander, Louisiana. At Antioch, our worship service times are 1st, 3rd, and 5th Sundays. Services begin at 8 a.m. and 2nd and 4th Sunday, our services begin at 11 a.m. And our midweek services is Wednesday at 6 p.m. And if this message has been a blessing to you, you can email us at antiochmathis@bellsouth.net. Or if you desire a copy of this message, you can purchase it for a love offering of $8, care of Paradise Ministry, 2308 Houston Street, Alexander, Louisiana. That's Paradise Ministry, 2308 Houston Street, Alexander, Louisiana, 71301. This is Pastor Mathis. Until next time, we hope to see you in church.
Come on, clap your hands.
Well, praise the Lord, everyone. I am David Deal, Senior Pastor and Bishop of Victory Christian Outreach Center, 1015 Main Street in the city of Colfax, Louisiana. Our services are Monday at 6:30 p.m., intercessory prayer, Wednesday at 6:30 p.m., empowered by the Word of God Bible class. Friday night, 7:30 p.m., prayer, praise, and deliverance service. Sunday morning at 9:30 a.m., Sunday school. Worship service, 11 a.m. until. If you care to come and worship with us, please call us at 318-627-2992. Or you can email us at pbvcoc58@yahoo.com. Or visit our website at vcoc1.org. God bless you. Now let us go to a powerful word from the Lord in Jesus' name. Well, praise the Lord, everyone. God is a good God again today. I'm excited to be, amen, live in the studio today, to come into your house, your car, on your job, or wherever you may be. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Yes, my friend, you know I'm always excited about God's word and things that God is doing. It's an exciting time for the church to know, you know, the power of God and the things that God has already delivered us from through the power of the Holy Ghost. I was thinking in Ephesians, the second chapter, and verse number 1, I called to memory what the Bible says, and ye had he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins. And I was just thinking about that word that Paul was giving the church, that God had quickened us. And that word declared that we were not spiritually awakened. We were spiritually dead. Amen. Praise God. We were spiritually dead. He used the word quicken for those of us who understand we were dead in sin. How good God is. Amen. Praise God. He is so, so good to us that he took time to come here and to wake us up. That word quicken, Paul used it in the place of letting us know that God made us alive. So I want to say something to you that have received mercy, and you that have received grace from God. It's time to praise God that he took away the desires of the lust and the sin out of your life and gave your mind to live for him. That's enough to praise him. I say that's enough to praise him. You that were strung out, as well as myself, I realized the work that God did. I realized that the word had to come to me, and I had to receive that word in order to be loose from the works of sin, from the attributes of the transgressions that was so out of control in my life. Amen. The character of the enemy that had been planted deep in my soul. It took God's word to deliver me. It took God's word to quicken me, to change me, to give me a mindset to realize that he has transformed me from the kingdom of darkness into his marvelous light. I don't know about you this morning, but I'm grateful that God took out time to quicken me. Paul says, and you he quickened. It was by God's divine grace you were delivered from the transgressions and sins that tortured you, that bound you, that drove you to doing things that you were not in control of. The spirit of the devil had empowered you and I to do things that we couldn't control. And I like what Paul was saying, is that though through this pattern, amen, the enemy was able to control our mindset. We were only on the course of this world's destruction. However, whatever the flesh desired, we did it. We were not ashamed because we were unconscious of deliverance, unconscious of the power of God. I thank God that grace found me. I don't know about you today, but I thank God that I was found by his grace. And you know the definition of grace. I don't have to tell you. We wasn't worthy of it. You know the power of grace. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody today, praise God, you don't realize that, amen, praise God, you're clothed in your right mind because God quickened you by his word. You heard the word of deliverance. And you took that word and you ran with it because you were sick and tired of what you was living in and how you was living. Your life wasn't together. You fell apart. You had no control over the piercing of the enemy. Pierce you on every side. Because Paul said in chapter 2, verse number 2, where in time past we walked according to the course of this world. Whatever the world styles was, whatever the world allowed us to do that was so separate from God, we did it. We did it. We destroyed our families, destroyed those who loved us. Walk away from things that, amen, that was, amen, of a necessity to us, to our life, to be able to comfort us. And we damaged them. We burned bridges. Amen. Praise God that we needed in our lives. We stabbed people in the back. We used this tongue to kill, amen, our very help. That's because we had the spirits of anger and the desires of selfishness, amen. Deceit was, amen, our morning prayer, our evening prayer. Deceit was our late last lie down at night. We slept with the things that were, amen, praise the Lord, that were destruction to our life. We had no understanding of the power of deliverance. our minds was controlled by Satan, who are the prince of the air. There was a connection with sin, and it drove us to doing things that have an unforgiveness in our heart, drove us to the lust and the pride and the shame of this world. We walked in it. We slept in it. We lusted in it. And we were not ashamed, because there was no conscience. Amen. And that word conscience came to me, and it meant the inner feelings of voice viewed as actions, as a guide to the righteousness or wrongness of one's behavior. We were out of control. Out of control. Times we should have been quiet, where someone was trying to help us and we thought they were trying to get over on us, because we were walking to the course of this world. Had no guidance. Nerve was all messed up. Nerve all bad. You were thinking that everybody was against you. God had a plan. The scripture said, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. While you was in all that mess, amen, praise God, all you had to do was, amen, get rid of that by confessing and saying, Lord, forgive me, cleanse me from these type of spirits. And the word, the price of your redemption was already paid. We were too ignorant to know that. We were too ignorant to know that. That we got a way out. Somebody today is in that condition. You're too ignorant to know there's a way out of that suffering you're in. There's a way out of that mind manipulation. There's a way out of that abuse in your marriage. There's a way out of that abuse in that relationship. There's a way out of that abuse that you have, and every day you wake up in it, you go to sleep in it, you eat it, you sleep it, and you live it. And some of us are faking. I see people come to church, come to service, seem like everything is all right, but hell's at home. You're faking your smiles as you sit in the church. Amen. You feel good, but you hate to go back home, because you're going to face an out-of-control spirit. And God is saying, I got a remedy for that. I have a prescription for your healing. It's called quickening. It's called opening your eyes. It's called making you alive and giving you an opportunity to see that there is a power available to help you be delivered from what you're bound by. And I was looking at this as I looked in Corinthians. It says, amen, Colossians 2 and 13, it says, and you were being dead in your sins, and the uncircumcision of your flesh had he quickened together with him, having forgiven you of all your transgressions. God says, listen, if you come to me, I'll just forgive you of all that stuff. I'll make your life right. I'm excited about that, because you know what? You know what? Not only can he do it for me, but he can do it for you. You that are listening today, you that saying, you know what, preacher, amen, I need to be quick, and I want out of this. I want a life-changing experience. And I'm going to tell you, God's word will change your heart. If you allow him to come in, he says, I stand at the door and I'm knocking. And if you hear my voice, harden not your heart. He says, if you let me in, I'll come in and I'll sup with you, and I'll bow with you, and I'll close you in your right mind. You give me an opportunity to work with you, I'll bind all these spirits and cast them out. Amen. Praise God. And I'll bring your mind into perfect peace. Oh, thank you, Jesus. And the Bible went on and says, amen, praise the Lord. Now I'm saying, amen, praise the Lord, after God has quickened us and brought us together and forgiven us of our transgressions, what a wonderful miracle. What a miraculous, wonderful miracle to know that I don't have to slave for the devil no more. Slave for sin. Slave for that person who got the stronghold on my mind. Some of you are afraid, amen, because somebody got control of your mind. And that's not God, that's witchcraft. So nobody have no control of your mind but Jesus. You should be controlled by Jesus, not by that friend, not by that boyfriend, not by that husband, not by that wife. Amen. Your mind should be free. Amen. Praise God. You should have a free mind. As a matter of fact, the Bible says in Romans 12 and 2, amen, said, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Your mind needs to be transformed out of the iniquity that you're in. You don't have to live that way. God's calling us out of darkness. He said, come out of those kind of kingdoms. Get rid of them kind of spirits. I'm calling you out of darkness, and I'm calling you into my marvelous light. He said, having Ephesians 4 and 18 says, having the understanding, amen, the understanding of darkness, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them. That's what happened. We were alienated. Amen. Praise God. The devil put a wedge, amen, between your deliverance and God. Put a wedge, and he sent people to wedge your way. He sent people to hinder you from having a relationship with God. He sent people to hinder you from hearing the gospel. Glory be to God. It's always look like you're praying and believing God for something, and here comes something, amen, praise God, that's so contrary. It seems like it's the right thing. It's so contrary. It comes to knock you down. Come to knock you out. It comes to destroy what you've been praying for and asking God. That's why it's good to wait on God and to have the patience and the belief and pray to where God can open your understanding, amen, and give you, amen, the right choices in this life. Now, he said, because of the blindness of their heart, who being in past feeling, having forgiven themselves, even unto, amen, you give yourself even unto the lasciviousness of the work of the uncleanness, amen, of the flesh. So the flesh, it don't care what you do. All it want to be done is satisfied. The behavior that driven you to unclean sexual acts, and some of you thought sex was the lifestyle. It just, amen, it's just life. Amen. Praise the Lord. More to life than just sex and drugs and a good time. Amen. You got a soul, and that soul needs to know how to live, amen, for God, and how to live in this world before it can get to the next world. You got to accept God right now. You got to get rid of this mess. And I noticed something, that if you live a hellified life in front of your children grow up with a hellified mind, and they out of control. You out of control. Ain't nothing in control. And amen, praise God, you just messed up. But God said, if you come to me, if you repent of your sins, oh, thank you, Jesus, you take on my name, I'll change you. I give you a new heart, a new spirit. I put my spirit within you. I walk with you and dwell with you. I'm going to be your God, and you shall be my people. These things become, amen, praise God, the hindrance to your deliverance. But because we have been ordered to repent, we have been commanded to repent. If you just let God deal with your heart and repent, God will come in and separate you. Separate you, and then you'll come in and have fellowship with God. You'll find things happening that you never thought before. And then you'll open your, when your eyes are open, you stand back and you'll look back and say, you know what? I can't believe that I was into all that. I can't believe I was involved. I just can't believe that I did that. The scriptures lets us know today that we were ashamed of the things that we did when God quickened us, when he came in and made us alive, showed us how nasty and how ugly our life had been,
and what we had built our life upon, we became ashamed. We were ashamed. As long as you're blind, you're going to walk in blindness. But if you come to the light, God will shine in your heart. He'll open your understanding. He'll help you sort out the things that is the enemy to your soul and give you life. Because he said, I come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. If you need prayer, you can go to that phone today and you can dial that number 484-2500, 1-877-464-2500. We'll get you in touch with prayer. I'm excited to be here. Let's not forget tonight, 6:30, 1015 Main Street. See the call facts? Amen. Bible class. Well, we are empowered by the word of God. You need prayer. Dial that number, 484-2500, 1-877-464-2500. We'll get you in touch with prayer. All the glory belong to the Lord. Because I thank God for calling me out of darkness in his marvelous light. Thank God for healing. Thank God for changing my life. Your life could be changed today. If you just believe God. You could dial that number 484-2500, 1-877-464. Dial that number. You need prayer today. I want to pray with you because by grace, we all are saved. I took my grace. I thank God for it. I grabbed it and I ran with it. And I'm running with it. God is so good. Dial that number 484-2500, 1-877-464-2500. We'll get you in touch with prayer. Thank God that I don't need no medicine to control my mind. Now, those of you who do, there's a power that's available to deliver your mindset. Go ahead, call it, you're on there.
Morning.
Good morning.
Call for prayer for me and my family.
You and your family? Any specific thing that you want God to do? Because I believe in God that he'll do just what you ask him.
I'm believing in God to make a family, like a whole family.
All right.
Together.
Well, Lord Jesus, I praise you, Lord, for the spirit of unity. Because that's what you gave family. Family is your thing. And then we read all through the Bible where you even say family. Because it is the guidance to this life. It is the image of your spirit that you gave family to recognize and to magnify you in earth. Whatever is the hindrance to this family, whatever spirit is trying to control and dominate the principles and attributes of unity, Lord, I come against it with prayer today. Satan, we bind that because it's not of God. And we believe in God that he's going to bless this mother. He's going to bless this daughter. He's going to heal this family. And that he's going to work miracles, that peace will come in the midst of them. In the name of Jesus, we bind Satan right now. Every thought that's come to bring division, we cast it out and we stand with God today. And by his stripes, we were healed through and from everything that the enemy has tried to plant in our lives. We believe God today for total deliverance for this family. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen. Sister, you be encouraged. And I thank you for calling. Praise God. Come on, you deserve it.
No one deserves this praise. No one deserves it.
I'm believing God that he's going to quicken somebody today. He's going to quicken somebody, even that backslider. You struggling. You, now I'm going to just bring this out. I got 4 minutes left. But you that laying up and listen to me real good in the bed of fornication, come out that bed. Come out of that adultery. Come off them drugs. Now, you say, what preacher, you didn't have to go there. Well, the Bible go there. You that ain't supplying what you need to supply for your family, man, get it right, get it right, get it right. Get it right, get it right, get it right, get it right. That's your home. That's your child. Get it right. And I believe that if we start praising God for what he already done, greater things gonna come. I like what the scriptures say. Call upon me, and I'll show you great and mighty things that you know not of. See, that's a place in God that God wants to reveal spiritual things to you so that your life can exemplify his power. It's about God. It's about being quickened. Jesus didn't die for you to stay the way you are. He did not go to that cross for you to still be struggling in sin. Because the Holy Ghost ain't powerless, it's power. And that power come to deliver you from the captivity of sin. You can go to that phone today. And if you have faith today and believe God's word, you'll tell God that you deserve it, God. You deserve the praise for where I am today. The education that I have, the finances, the home, everything that materially. God, you're the one that blessed. I remember when I had nothing. But God, I give you the glory. I give you the honor. I give you the praise. I thank you right now that you didn't let me go bankrupt. I thank you right now that you didn't let my house go in foreclosure. Somebody forgot to praise him. Somebody forgot to praise him for his promotion, for the promotion to God. Somebody forgot to praise God for what he just did for you. You need to give him the praise. You need to start thanking him for that, for everything that he's done. You can go to that phone. I don't know why I'm struggling to get you to call. But I do know one thing. I thank God for what he's done in my life. Oh, thank you, Jesus. 1 minute before I get off this phone. My hallelujah belong to you. I give you all the praise, all the glory for quickening me, making me alive. If it hadn't been for you, Jesus, I'd be still in my sin. Or I'd be in my grave. I know the things I was doing, I would be dead. Oh, but thank God for the power of the Holy Ghost. Oh, my God. He's a heart changer. Go ahead, call it. You're on there. I got a few seconds here.
Good morning.
Good morning.
My hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
You deserve it all.
Oh, my God. My God.
I'm calling for prayer for my family this morning.
Yes, Lord. But, God, I know you. Oh, I know you're able, God, because this sister, she called and she's sowing in tears. Thank you, Lord God. And because she's sowing in tears, you said in your word, he that sow in tears shall reap in joy. And, God, this morning before I get off this air, the joy of the Lord is her strength, and her family shall be strengthened by God's word. And I'm standing on God's word today because you call in faith. You call praising him. You call with a heart broken before God and with a contrite spirit. God's going to be right in there, and God working it for you by faith right now. He's going to bring the peace and the deliverance you need in your household. God, make us strong today. And I thank you for my sister, and I thank you for a testimony. In Jesus' name,
thank you, Lord.
Amen, amen. You, God deserves it, sister. You keep praising him because he's doing it for you. Thank God for you. In Jesus' name, amen.